The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. So he passed by the Sea of Galilee, saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." Then they left their nets and followed him. He walked along a little farther and saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in a boat mending their nets. Then he called them. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat, along with the hired men, and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Since the beginning of time, we see that human beings have had conflict with each other. And we see the cruelty at this first reading today, the tension between two women, one who's able to have children, the other not. And instead of building the person up, what do we see at this first reading? They try to tear each other down. And oftentimes in our own daily lives, we're guilty of that ourselves. Instead of seeing people who really need our help or our need us, our compassion more than ever, sometimes we rejoice, let's be honest, when something happens to people we don't like. We have an opportunity every day as disciples of Christ to do better, though. Every day is a gift from God. We have an opportunity to be filled with compassion and love and to help those around us who need us the most. There are going to be moments in all of our lives when we need people to build us up, to reach out to us, so that we know that we are loved. And what a beautiful thing it would be today if we chose to do that as disciples of Christ. So conflict is part of our journey here on earth. We're not going to like everybody, but what we're called to do is to love people, even when it's difficult. So let's look into our hearts and minds right now and reflect upon how we can do better as disciples, and who can we try to strive to love even when it's so very hard to do.